5AA Afternoons with Stacey Lee.
It's 17 minutes past two here on 5AA, and I have the team from Anderson Solicitors here in the studio. Ryan Thomas and Stephanie Ware join me now. Good afternoon to you both.
Hi, guys.
Thanks for joining us. From the Family Law Department, I've got the boss and the 2IC of the department. So this is, you are the perfect people to be talking to, because we've been mentioning this on the station, and every day we mention a separation and the different people that can be impacted by it. We get lots of text messages from people wondering about, I guess, specific responses and how it affects them personally. So what are the types of issues that you help people with when they're going through a separation? Steph, I might ask you this one.
Yeah, so we can help people through almost all aspects of family law. So that includes the divorce process, the legally ending your marriage to your former partner. It includes all things related to property settlement, so the division of your assets and liabilities, who gets what post-separation. That's broken down into real estate, businesses, cars, superannuation, cryptocurrency, furniture and effects, but also all the debts, who retains them or what happens to them, so mortgages, credit cards, personal loans. Then we can also assist with all aspects of parenting matters as well. So that can be the big difficult decisions about who the kids are going to live with following a separation, how much time they're going to be spending with the other parent. It also includes the sort of more discrete issues about medical decisions and schooling and what's going to happen on Christmas and birthdays. With parenting, it's not just parents that we can assist with. We can also help grandparents who are concerned about their grandchildren and the amount of time they're spending or not spending with their grandchildren. Then we move on to issues such as spousal maintenance. So for those listeners who aren't aware, spousal maintenance usually is the form of a payment made from a higher income earning spouse or former partner to a lower income earning spouse to help them meet their reasonable living expenses. And then there's all aspects related to child support, helping our clients navigate the child support system, helping them come up with private agreements about who's going to pay school fees, medical expenses, extracurricular activities for the kids. So it really encompasses a lot. Mm. Some people come to us with all of those issues. Some people come to us with one or just a few, but there's certainly a lot that's involved.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you've touched on something there that impact so many people, particularly with kids, and you mentioned grandparents too. I know there's a lot of grandparents who get caught up in divorces because my daughter's with my mum right now. There's grandparents are involved in parenting and childminding for so many families.
Yeah,
now.
Absolutely. It's a different generation than what it was. I'm exactly the same. My mum helps with school pickups and school drop-offs, and my kids spend a lot of time with them. And sometimes following separation, the grandparents' time with the grandchildren can be restricted. Sometimes that's because of falling out with their own kids, but sometimes it's because of the uncooperative spouse on the other side. So we can certainly provide advice to grandparents about what they can be doing.
Oh, good. Okay, that's really good to know. When is the best time to come and see a family lawyer?
Yeah, that's a good question, Stacey. We have people that come and see us at all different stages of their matter. And at the end of the day, we can help at all different stages of a matter. We have people that come and see us very early on when they haven't even separated yet, but they're just thinking about it and they kind of want to know what their options are. We get people that come and see us shortly after they have separated. Sometimes they are very amicable with their ex-partner. They've already kind of got an agreement. They just want some advice about whether that agreement is fair and how to make sure that agreement is legally binding so they're both protected moving forward. Then we've got the parties that aren't in agreement and can't see eye to eye with their ex about parenting or property or both. And then at the other end of the scale, we get people that come and see us years and years after they have separated, and things, they tend to be the most complicated matters. There is often new assets, new debts, new partners, sometimes even new kids. So things can get very, very complicated very quickly. We definitely would not recommend waiting that long. As a sort of general rule of thumb, we sort of tell our clients, look, once you have separated or made the decision to separate, that's probably the time you should come and get some tailored advice so that from the very outset, you know, okay, this is what my rights are. This is what my entitlements are. We can give advice to you about things you should be doing and things you shouldn't be doing so that you can make, I guess, informed decisions and that you're not disadvantaged in the long run.
Because I guess for people who aren't family law experts, there's so much grey area and there's so much that we don't understand about how it works. And you would think, I can do this and we should do this, but it might not always be the case.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you touched on there people who might be amicable, a couple who might have an amicable separation and sort of work out their own agreement. Maybe they don't want to get lawyers involved because they think that's a bit scary and might sound a bit formal, and we get along well for the kids and we don't need to go there. What do you recommend in regards to that, Ryan?
Well, it absolutely can be daunting coming in to see a lawyer after separating, which is already a really stressful time for the people. You need to keep in mind that we are trained professionals at helping people work through this. So we've got experience in navigating through the family law pathway. And, you know, we absolutely support people working things out amicably, and that can be really good for people to do.
Mm.
But there would still be at least two times that I would suggest you get some legal advice. Again, as Stephanie said at the very beginning, if you're going to reach an agreement with your ex-partner, even if it's amicably, you really need to know what your rights are, what your entitlements are, and, you know, what's fair for you. And then, of course, you can go and work out an agreement with your ex-partner. The second time would be if you do get an agreement, you then need to come back and see that family lawyer and get it legally documented, because at that time you've got the agreement. It's what we call an informal agreement, which basically means either one of you could change your mind at any time in the future about that. So it's not set in stone. So you get that agreement with your ex-partner amicably, hopefully, then come and see your family lawyer and get it legally documented so it's binding. And that way there's no one changing their mind, you know, down the track in the future.
So if you two get along and you sit at the computer at home and come up with an agreement and you print it off and you sign it, that's not technically binding.
It's not.
Right.
No, it's not.
Okay.
No. So come in and see us and we can talk you through the ways to make that a binding agreement. It's really helpful to get to that stage. You know, that can be some of the hardest parts is getting that agreement. But then come see us. We'll work through how to get that legally documented.
Mm. You mentioned all the different aspects that, you know, are taken into consideration, different assets, houses, cars. I think for a lot of people these days, an inheritance can come into play as well. Maybe someone has received an inheritance or is expecting an inheritance down the track. What happens in that situation? And is there a way, I don't know if this sounds rude, but is there a way to ensure that inheritance is protected from a breakup with a partner down the track?
Yeah, that's a really important question. And we're seeing a lot of cases now, a lot of families where inheritances are coming in, big inheritances these days. And it's a little bit counterintuitive, I think, to many people. But the family law looks at all of the assets, all of the liabilities that they've got at that time. And if they've received an inheritance, then that's going to be included and potentially, you know, up for grabs and to be divided. So on that, I think one, you know, the parents getting some advice from an estate planning specialist about what they're going to do with, you know, with their estate. But also it goes back to finalising any agreement as well. One of the worst situations is that when you separate, there's no line in the sand drawn. It's not that you separate and everything after that is completely safe. That's not the case. What we look at is the current assets, the current liabilities. And so if you actually receive an inheritance after you separate, then your former spouse could be entitled to some of that as well. So once again, it's important to get in and speak to a lawyer as soon as possible after you separate. And if you do sit down at the kitchen table and reach an agreement amicably, come and see us at that point to get it legally documented, because that will protect the inheritance if you receive it after that. Yeah.
And unfortunately, that is something that Ryan and I do see. People will come in and say, oh, but we had this agreement. And one of the first questions we ask is, did you formalise that? Oh, no, but I didn't think it was going to be an issue. And it usually isn't. It's when something like a large inheritance that comes into the picture that suddenly, you know, you've got the other spouse coming back and saying, oh, now I want a piece of that. And there's nothing you can do to stop them if you haven't had that previous agreement formalised in a way that's legally binding.
And what about for the person who's handed down the inheritance as well? I guess the advice would be for them to get their own estate advice to make sure that it's going where they intend it to go.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a very experienced estate team at our firm, and that's one of the things we would say to people listening is if you are worried that perhaps your children or your grandchildren are in a situation where they may be having issues with their partner and you're worried about you know, your estate and what's going to happen to that and who's that going to pass to, absolutely go and speak to an experienced wills and estates lawyer. They can answer those questions that you might have, and in consultation with working with the family lawyer, they can work out a plan or a solution that's probably tailored and best suited to you.
Okay. The kids and where they spend their time is also can also be tricky and difficult, I guess. I mentioned pets earlier as well. A lot of people treat their pets like their kids these days. But how do you help navigate the children part of it? Because I think for a lot of people that would be the hardest part.
Yeah, absolutely, it can be. Ryan and I both have young children ourselves, so we appreciate the stress and pressure that can come with making decisions about your kids, even at the best of times, let alone when you've got an ex-partner on the other side who you don't see eye to eye with. So our role and our job is to try to assist and guide our clients through that difficult process. That might be a dispute about a discrete issue, such as schooling or a medical decision. It could be disputes about absolutely everything. So our aim will obviously be to try to reach a resolution. That could be by way of written negotiations, communication, informal conferences, mediations. We can perhaps suggest solutions or pathways forward that the parties themselves may not have previously thought about, given other matters and other experience we've had. We can provide that honest advice about, look, if you went before a judge, this is the type of decision that a judge would likely hand down on the issue. And in the unfortunate event, if you're not able to reach a resolution with your partner or your ex-partner, sorry, about a major parenting issue, and you do require the court to make that decision, then we can assist our clients through the court process so that it is as stressless as possible, but more importantly, to help them get the best possible outcome.
It's so complex, and there are so many things to consider, especially when it comes to how the children are cared for. Now, I imagine these conversations take a while. So you offer 90-minute appointments and you provide clients with a bit of a family roadmap. Can you take us through what you do in those appointments and how they work?
Yeah, absolutely. So we believe that 90 minutes is what you need to go through and give that initial advice and to do the job properly. So what will happen in that is we'll take the time to find out what's important to our client. Then, of course, you know, get a really detailed background about their relationship, their family, their finances, their children. And then we can give really tailored advice about, you know, how the family law system works, you know, what their entitlements are to assets and property, and you know, calculate some ways that could work. Work through arrangements for the children, what could be in the best interest of their children and their circumstances. And of course, to the end of it, to set out a roadmap of how they can navigate through the family law system and get out to the end. So some dot points and a plan of what they need to do. So that's what they can expect in that 90 minutes.
Yeah. And we have so many people after that first appointment say comments along the lines of, oh, look, I'm so glad I did this now that I know, or I was so nervous. I don't know why it took me so long to get here. So we appreciate that taking that first step, making that first phone call can be really, really hard. But just know that we're not scary. We're lawyers, but we're people too. We just have this wealth of legal knowledge. We specialise in family law, and we can help.
And for some people, like you said, taking that first step to come and see a lawyer, it sounds scary. And no one goes into a marriage or a relationship thinking about separating or getting a divorce. So it might feel like a big a big weight on someone's shoulder to think, I don't want to talk to a lawyer about this. It's not where I expected it would go, and there's so much to consider. I mean, we've just discussed house, kids, everything, assets, debts.
Yep.
So there's a lot to consider. So it can feel all too much, but it's the type of thing, having that first conversation and taking that step as hard as it might be, can alleviate a lot of that stress and provide some relief, I imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And then when you are making decisions, you're going into making those decisions with all the information you need to know.
Yeah. Oh, it's so, so important. Thank you both for coming in and having a chat with us. I know that we've had a lot of interest from listeners when we've been mentioning it this week. So, yes, really appreciate your insights and expertise. Thank you.
No worries. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Ryan and Steph from Anderson Solicitors, and they will head into the 5AA Interactive Lounge now. So if you have a question that, you know, requires a little bit more insight from Ryan and Steph, from the experts there, the ones you need to talk to, 8223 0055 is the number to call. 8223 0055. Time for the 2:30 news headlines now, and then it's movies and entertainment news with Shane A. Bassett.